Sunrise Morning Show continues. I'm Matt Swaim, and I'm joined now by Rob Judge, who is Executive Director at the National Shrine of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Emmitsburg, Maryland. Rob, welcome back.
Good morning, Matt. I'm so glad to be on.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're on, too, because you've got some exciting things happening this weekend, actually, at the Seton Shrine, and I'm actually hoping to be there for some of it, but tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. So we are opening a brand new visitor center and museum dedicated to the life of Elizabeth Ann Seton, with just some amazing artifacts, a lot of new technology that will make her writings accessible, and new video to share and tell her story anew.
All right, so what's happening on Friday then?
So on Friday, we're going to open up at 10 o'clock, which is our normal time. Our normal hours are 10 to 5, 7 days a week. And then we're going to be having a special mass at 1:30 with Archbishop Laurie. That will be also televised live across the internet. So if people are not in our area or able to come, they can tune in. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to be cutting the ribbon out in front of the new visitor center with the Archbishop. So a very fun, exciting full day.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And, you know, for people who have never been to the Seton Shrine, first of all, it's in an amazing sort of geographical location. The drive up there is beautiful, or down there, depending on, you know, where you happen to be coming from. But also, you know, when someone thinks museum, they don't necessarily, you know, have in their mind a whole bunch of exciting stuff. But you have a lot of exciting things already before you revamp this, right? You have got things like, you know, her old dancing shoes from when she was a socialite, and her wedding ring, and a chunk of the altar rail where she received First Communion. But what are some of the new features that people will be able to see?
So new in the exhibit will be things like her bonnet and shawl. So the, you know, the actual iconic bonnet that Mother Seton is pictured in, her habit, and it's the only known part of her habit to exist. This was given to the shrine by the Sisters of Charity of New York specifically for this exhibit. It, of course, signifies her religious life and service that she gave to the church. We also have the christening gown that she used to baptize her daughter, Catherine Seton. We have the tea chest that her father, Dr. Bailey, used. We have wedding miniatures. So her and Will gave to one another pictures of themselves on the occasion of their wedding. And that's the only known picture painted in her lifetime. So it's believed to be a real likeness of her.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Well, and also, too, you know, I imagine, I mean, every time I go up there, I see a lot of Catholics who are there for devotional reasons. But there are a lot of people who visit the Seton Shrine who may not be Catholic, but understand that this is a really interesting window into American history in general, isn't it?
Absolutely. We don't know exactly, but we believe about a third of the visitors to the Seton Shrine are actually not Catholic. And you're exactly right. She connects with people of all different faiths, you know, first because of just the historical significance of what she did, you know, founding a school, founding a religious community that took care of the poor across the country. I mean, essentially, as America grew up, her sisters who came here from Emmitsburg, we're growing up taking care of the poor across this country with hospitals and orphanages, and she's just a real powerhouse when you consider her faith, certainly, but also just as an amazing woman who accomplished so much at a time when that was not common for women.
Well, there are going to be some people in our listening area who will want to come down for either Friday or after the exhibit opens. If our listeners want to connect and get more information about this, do you want to throw some details out?
Yes, thank you. So the people can go to our website, first of all, setonshrine.org. There's a special link on there on the new museum. You can see all of our upcoming events. And, of course, you can also just go, if you're on Facebook, just type in Seton Shrine, National Shrine Elizabeth Ann Seton, either one, and you'll come to our Facebook page, which also has all the events and information about the exhibits, and we're open 7 days a week and would love people to come and experience this new museum.
Well, and not to bury kind of the main headline here, but like that's where she is, right? I mean, this is where her mortal remains are, and you can walk right up to them in the chapel, which is incredible to me.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we market the shrine as the home of a saint because it's where she, not only where she lived, worked, prayed, toiled, passed from this life to the next, but it's exactly right. She is entombed in the side altar of the basilica, and this is the only location in America where you can visit the home of a saint.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Pretty cool. I love it. And Mother Seton has just says she's just got so much to say to families who are dealing with family stuff, to people who are trying to live their Catholic faith vibrantly when a lot of people around them may not understand why they're trying to do so. But, you know, if you could just throw that website out one more time so our listeners can connect, and I'm hoping to be there as well. So
I'm looking forward to seeing you, and listeners can go to setonshrine.org for all the information on the shrine, the new museum, and our upcoming events.
And Archbishop Lori will be there on Friday as well. It's just such a cool place. I can't get to Italy. You know, I can't get to some of these other places where people are surrounded by saints, but I can get to Emmitsburg, so I'm going to do so. Thank you so much, Rob Judge, Executive Director of the National Shrine of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Appreciate your time. See you soon.
Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure, Matt. I know.
And, yeah, we don't have that many American saints. We got a handful. We got a bunch in the pipeline, but we've got one within driving distance of a bunch of them. So if you've never been to Mother Seton's Shrine or St. John Neumann's Shrine or Catherine Drexel or some of the other great saints, you can go visit these people, and I encourage you to do so. Setonshrine.org, linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Mother Seton, pray for us.